listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I wanted to mention something since you're in London, Janet, what Churchill had said, if you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. And so you had mentioned revenge. I don't really think, I don't think we're talking about revenge. I didn't get that from the conversation Bill and I were having before I added you into the mix, Janet. I don't think we're talking about revenge. I think we're talking about self-preservation. I think we're talking about standing up for ourselves. I think we're talking about true social justice would be equal justice. That's what true social justice would actually be, where people are judged based upon their character and not the color of their skin, based upon their performance. And if you want to make a level playing field, then give them people a great education, which is the key that's missing here in this whole
I agree. Yes, Maggie, I agree to all of that. And since you brought up Winston Churchill, yes, he applied that to his own nation state. But it was a very different matter when Ireland applied those words to their nation state. And look what Winston Churchill did to Ireland in 1921.
I know.
When he partitioned the country.
Janet, you're right. You're right. No group of people has been, in my opinion, has been discriminated, hated, warred upon, and treated so poorly as the Irish. I am half Irish. My mother's family was from Ireland, County Galway and Limerick, and that's where they came from during the famine. I know all about it, and I seek justice for the Irish people, the Irish Catholics as well. And believe it or not, it was both the Catholics and the Protestants that they actually had allied together at one time in the 1700s against the English people that were enslaving them. Much of the same, they denied them all of their rights, the right to vote, the right to own arms, the right to practice law, the right to own land, the right to lease land, the right to have their child upon death guardianship be sent to a Catholic. They denied them the right of Mass. I mean, I'm very familiar with it. I know all about it. They forbid Gaelic. They forbid. I know all. And it's just
that's
awful.
Right. Yes, that's all true. Absolutely. And I can see you know your history, and I'm very glad you do. Now, I was in Ireland over the summer. And I think they're very low in themselves at the moment. They're a very proud nation. They're a very proud people. And I think that all these scandals with the church, and I can understand that.
It's overblown.
I'm very, very disappointed in the Catholic Church's reaction to the London riots, so-called riots. Well, I would call them protests. And to the unrest in Northern Ireland, I'm very disappointed in the official line of the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church, Bill, is the messenger. It is not the message. And the message remains.
Well, I'm
disappointed to see that many of the Irish people, my people, have thrown out the message with the messenger.
They have, and that's all by design. If you read the Protocols of Zion, number 14, this is the Jews' plan to destroy the church, to destroy all credibility, to destroy the Christian faith. They've plotted, and to that end, for hundreds and hundreds of years, to usurp the power and to destroy all credibility. Judaism has its own problems. It really, at epidemic levels, with regard to pedophilia, those stories don't make front page news, unfortunately. Protestants, according to the three largest insurance companies, at a rate of 40-1, but you don't hear those stories. They don't make front page news. They've gone after the church. They seek to discredit and have discredited fully, and their attorneys
are salivating. Listen, you two, I want to thank you for calling in, both of you. I'm going to break, and then I'm going to grab another caller when we come back. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Janet. I appreciate all of your input. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to thank Janet in London and, it's terrible, isn't it? Bill in, where were you, Bill? Ohio, for calling in. I appreciate it. Anyway, let's go. I've got another caller on the line. Let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Hey, Rodney, how you doing?
Hi, Maggie.
What's up?
Hey, I was impressed with Bill's call. I wouldn't have known he wasn't a scheduled guest.
No, he wasn't. He just called in. Called in out of the blue.
Well, I do. If Bill's still listening, I do hope he calls in more often. I think.
Yeah, me too. I like what Janet has to say as well. So, hey, they're welcome to call in anytime.
Yes, you're quite right. I had a thought. Bill seemed to know quite a bit about that, about Libya, and I watched that same video this morning, Maggie. And
was it the one with Gaddafi driving around the streets in the car and all the people waving to him? Yeah.
Yes.
It was rather telling, I thought.
Well, I turned the sound down and just read the text, which let's just take for granted, for instance, everything that was scrolled in the text was true. And I didn't take notes, but I was quite impressed, and I kept thinking to myself, well, you know, this is all looking pretty good. I mean, what sin did this man commit that brought the wrath of the holier than thou righteous United Nations NATO / the U.S. down on his head?
Yeah, good question, isn't it?
Well, I was going to ask Bill if he was actually the author or producer of that video text.
But I don't know. Maybe he'll call back in and let us
know. Well, I've got another question about somewhat related to banking, and I'd like to preface it and talk about culpability. And I'll preface it this way, and this is purely hypothetical. Maggie, I want to go out and buy some marijuana. Okay, so I go find a freelance pharmacist, and he has exactly what I want. But I find out very quickly that he also sells heroin. He also sells cocaine, and he also is the proprietor of a house of ill repute, and his ladies are all held as sex slaves. If having that knowledge, and you know, let's sweeten the pie a little bit. Let's say the heroin is, you know, it's produced by slave labor in Afghanistan and guarded by U.S. soldiers. You know, the whole bit, really nasty business, all sorts of crime and against humanity involved in all of that trade. But the marijuana is homegrown. Okay. Knowing all that, am I culpable by doing business with that man? Knowing all of that, do my hands become dirty, or can I somehow make some mental gymnastics where I can remain to have clean hands but do business with this man? What do you think about culpability in that regard?
Well, what do you think?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think that you have anything? You're not complicit in it?
Oh.
You're not condoning it by virtue of supporting him?
No, I'm saying quite the opposite. No, I guess I'm my emphasis is correct, but do 180. Yes, I am culpable. I don't think you can avoid culpability is what I meant. Absolutely not. You cannot avoid the culpability of associate. The scripture, be ye not unequally yoked. Now, I've taught my daughters that when it comes to their investigation of a life partner. I mean, there's certain criteria. You don't saddle yourself with somebody that has a totally diametrically opposed worldview. That's you become culpable in that regard. So my question goes to banking. And really all areas of life. Until we develop a very keen, finely tuned worldview of principle and morals, and add to that list, and then govern ourselves accordingly, then not much is gonna change. I mean, I understand. You know, I've done all that. I don't bank. I didn't necessarily do it because the bankers were bad guys. I just did it because I expected them to be bad guys, and they collaborate with other bad guys, and I was just nipping in the bud.
I don't think all bankers are bad guys. I don't think the guy who runs your local bank, the manager at your local bank branch, is necessarily a bad guy. I think it extends way beyond that in the upper echelon of the entire banking structure where you find the dirt balls. I don't think your local Joe is just a necessarily a bad guy because he's a banker. I think that the people who created the system are the scumbags.
Well, okay, I'll agree to slightly disagree with that. But let's say my neighbor is a socialist. You know, he's quite happy to be on the government dole. Is he not culpable in my loss of standard of living because his is increased at my expense? Is he not culpable?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I was talking about this was a couple weeks ago. You just made me think of someone I know who had a business and put the business in his wife's name, and he's been collecting unemployment now for 3 years, and he collects the maximum in Pennsylvania, which I guess is $600 a week. I don't even know, but he said it was, so I believe him. I have no reason not to. And then he still works one day a week for the business he put in his wife's name, so he takes home about $810-$820 a week. And he's collecting unemployment, and he's cheating the system, and he has no problem with doing that. Now, see, I do, and it doesn't matter whether or not I've paid into the system. I think that right is right, and either you're going to stand on principle or you're not. I mean, you have to draw a line somewhere, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, Maggie, there's really no reason why this country, I mean, this is a socialist country. There's no reason why we couldn't have had a socialist system.
I don't want a socialist system.
I know, but as successful as Gaddafi's. I don't agree with it, but I'm saying we are socialist. Why couldn't
Well, we're not supposed to be socialist. This is supposed to be a representative republic.
I know that. Well, here, I'll answer my own question.
So, I mean, I'm not interested in, well, we are socialists. I'm not a socialist. I'm forced into these systems that socialists created. I certainly am not an advocate of them. I think that people need to stand on their own 2 feet. I think that makes for strong character.
Well, of course, I agree, Maggie. Maybe you're missing. I'm just trying to, you know, make a point that Libya has oil. Well, we have oil. We have minerals. We have forests. We've had 1,000 times more than what Libya has to offer as far as reason, not to mention the American work ethic. But the reason that the socialist system in this country isn't is successful is for the very same reasons it's those who are skimming off the top. It's an intrinsic inherent in the American socialistic scheme that those at the top skim it, like the casino owners skim the take. And, until people, get a backbone and get some moral fortitude and some principles and do not play, accept and acknowledge their culpability in playing the socialist game where...
You're talking about corruption and fraud, and who was it said, Margaret Thatcher said, sooner or later, the problem with socialism is you run out of other people's money. See, that's the problem with socialism. The concept is flawed right from the get-go, because the only way to structure a socialist society is you're going to take one person's labor and give it to somebody else who didn't earn it. And that concept in and of itself, the basic premise of that is flawed, in my estimation. I don't agree with that. I think that you should be the recipient of the fruits of your labor, period. And if you decide, because you're being benevolent, that you want to give something to someone else, donate to charities, I think you should be allowed to do that. Or you're free to do that. But I don't think someone else should force you to give your money to another person. That, to me, is just wrong.
All right, Meg, I hope you're not misunderstanding me. I'm a fan of yours, RBN. I rebroadcast your show on a micro FM. I'm with the program. I just raised my questions in such a way to maybe provoke a little response, and so don't get me wrong. I'm not an advocate.
I'm not getting you wrong.
But
you're allowed to give your opinion.
Well,
I allow that, Rodney.
Well, just in for instance, the other members of the audience that are curious about this particular video, I'm not near my computer. Could you give the title of that so people can find it and see it for themselves? And I followed the link to Gaddafi's Green Book. There's a PDF you can download it. I found the page. It's there's a link in the text underneath the YouTube uploader, and I haven't read it yet, but I'm very interested to read it and find out. Maybe in his own words, he's confessed the sin that brought all of this upon him. But I don't think I'll find it, and I think it's a crime. The church that I'm a member of flies a military flag inside the sanctuary, like most 501c3s. And I brought it to their attention that I don't think it needs to be there, but they told me there's a generation there that thinks it ought to be there, and we'll just wait till that generation dies off, and then we'll consider it. That's what they told me, Maggie. How disgusting! But anyhow, I feel as an American, if I continue to comply and remain silent, I'm culpable in the crimes against humanity and the unjust wars and the bloodshed and the mayhem and destruction.
Hang on, Rodney. I'm going to hold you over till we come back from break, and then we'll go to Kevin in Australia. Hang in there. We're going to break real quick, so don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Stay on this station.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Run, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443. Is the number 800-313-9443. I'm talking with Rodney, and you're in Illinois. Where are you in Illinois, Rodney?
Southern Illinois. We're our own nation down here, actually. We don't claim the Cook County, Collar County crowd, so we've still, you know, stuck with the name Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Way down south.
Are you separatist? Are you going to separate from the state of Illinois and form your own little nation, are you down there?
I am. There's not a flag in sight. I'm sitting on my back porch looking at the wonders of creation, and this is it. This is the extent of my worldview right now, and I'm happy.
Yeah, I know the feeling, boy.
Anyhow, let me wrap it up and hand it over to Kevin. Back to my exploration of the word culpability. I do not think that as long as anybody, and I don't have this attitude, but my country, right or wrong, my country, that your hands are bloody. The 30,000, if that number is correct, of the Libyans that have died over this incursion, this invasion by a foreign power of a sovereign nation, are on your hands, if that's the attitude you have. And I have a son in the military. And, am I allowed to have such an attitude, Maggie?
Well, you know what, honestly, I'm going to tell you, Rodney, what I think about that. See, since the people who are the rank and file in the military are not the ones choosing what it is they do, They're being told what to do. They're being dictated to. And to me, it's the globalists who are pushing these wars, as the caller earlier was alluding to. These are the people who are culpable. These are the people with the blood on their hands. Because, listen, you're a private in the army. You don't have much say in what it is you do. They're going to ship you off to wherever they ship you off, and you're kind of stuck. But I don't think, honestly, Rodney, I don't think people are in agreement with a lot of the different things our military is doing. Like, I had a conversation with someone who had called in. I support our troops. I don't support the missions that they're sent on. The missions are bogus. It's all a big con, as so many of them have been, as so many of the wars we've been involved with have been. They've all been a hustle. Who was it that General?
Butler, Smedley Butler.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you thought of his name. Yes, he so eloquently had stated, talking about how he wasn't going to fight for the interests of these corporatists anymore. And that's what people are not understanding. Again, why? Because their educational system is controlled by these same people who are pushing these wars. It's the same handful of people. They're the hand. They have blood on their hands. These people are purely evil. I don't know where the hell they came from, but we need to get rid of them. I can tell you that much. They need to be taken out of power. We need to take our world back from these schmucks.
I think I'll leave with this. I think Kevin can appreciate this. My pastor preached through the book of Deuteronomy, and I go, oh boy, for 27 chapters, I was looking forward to how he would handle chapter 28. And you know what? He skipped it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what's off the top of my head. I don't know what's.
Well, in short, it's the blessings and the cursings. It says, under the cursings, it says, you will be the tail and not the head. You will be the borrower and not the lender. I mean, that's just a tidbit. I mean, you right on down the line. For people who are, arrogant and stiff-necked and worship a god of their own making, and in this case, people worship the state. This is what you can expect. But anyhow, Deuteronomy chapter 28 is very foretelling and very enlightening as to why we are where we are. So, hi, Kevin. Goodbye, Maggie.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. I'll talk to you later. Have a nice day. Enjoy your front porch. Kevin in Australia, how you doing there, kiddo? In the land down under, what's cooking?
Yeah. Hi, Maggie. Rodney. Greetings in return there, Rodney. You raised some interesting points and some interesting concepts. One of the things that I sort of picked up on was effectively, one of the points was, bad things actually happen to good people, I'm not going to say that Gaddafi, any of those leaders in any of those countries, they're all sort of crooks to a point, but they're far less crooked than George Bush or Barack Obama ever. Now, you look at what Gaddafi has done. He's given the people water. I mean, they've got in the middle of the desert there, but they've got as much water as they could possibly imagine. He's nationalized the oil industry. He's kicked America out. He's said, righto, we're going to trade in euros. And effectively, they hate Gaddafi because he has curtailed their ability to rape the people of their piggy bank, so to speak. And the traders want that ability back. And basically, they've sicked the American military and the French and the NATO. They're out there purely working for the bankers.
They're being used as mercenary soldiers.
Hang on, Kev,
because we got to go to break. I'm hearing the cue music. We're going to break. We'll be right back, so don't go away. Hang on, Kevin in Australia. Alex, I'm going to get to you, too. Don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We shall return. Well, I will. McCarthy will be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. And I know, Kevin, I just want to throw this out there, that Gaddafi video, I'm actually going to link that up on my website under the tab entitled Podcast for today. I'll put that Gaddafi video up there because I mean that's actually on another computer where I was looking at it, so I can't give out the web address for that. But so for anybody who's interested in seeing the video we've been discussing off and on this morning, I'll throw it up on my website. If you can't find it on YouTube, just searching Gaddafi. I don't know if that brings it up or not, to be honest with you. But anyway, Kev, back to what you were saying. You still with me?
Right, okay. Yeah, God actually delegates responsibility. Now, I'll just give you a little example here. If we go back in time to when the American boat, the USS Liberty, was being lined up for destruction by the Israeli Air Force, one of the Israeli pilots said, "That is an American ship. We can't shoot at that." And his commanders were saying, "No, you will shoot at it." And finally, what he decided to do was, well, he'll swoop on the plane and he'll drop the bombs somewhere near it, but he'll make sure that none of his bombs and missiles were going to hit that plane. Now, that particular pilot was a man of integrity. He was a Jewish man of God. He would not murder innocent sailors for no reason. He knew what sort of ship it was, and he wasn't going to fire at it. So he got rid of his load, and he hightailed it out of there. Now, when he got back, you can bet your life there was some issues. Whether they sent him out again with another load of bombs, I would doubt it. But he made his point. He stood up. He wasn't about to murder any Americans. And, you know, that guy will not have that on his conscience today. Now, when I say God delegates responsibility, if we go to the list of the Ten Commandments, if you look at the Ten Commandments, they're really broken up into three sections. The first lot of commandments have to do with your relationship with God. The second lot of the Ten Commandments have to do with your relationship with other people. And the last few commandments have got to do with how you look after the earth and you know, treat God's creation. Now, that's basically how God lines it up. Now, in relation to responsibility, if you go to, say, Exodus 20, verse 10, God is talking about the Sabbath. And now we know, I'm not going to go into the whys and wherefores, but the last part of that particular commandment, he's talking to the leader of the household, and then he makes the leader of the household responsible for their son, their daughter, their maidservant, their maidenservant, also any cattle. You can't take your cattle and go and get your cattle, go and do some work and just turn a blind eye to it, and nor the stranger within your gates. So God says, righto, if you've got people staying at your place, you know, during this particular time, you're responsible. And if they go out and do whatever that they shouldn't be doing, I'm going to hold you responsible. I mean, they're going to be responsible for their own actions, but I'm going to hold you responsible because it's your household and that's the way it is. I make the rules and you abide by them. And the same applies today. I mean, if you've got, I'm sure there's situations where soldiers, and we're talking American soldiers, Australian soldiers, are told to shoot this car. It's loaded with a family. And, you know, they point their guns in the general direction and they pull the trigger, but they don't hit it. Yet there are others who will blow it to pieces without a second. You know, they could care less. It's just a moving, you know, it's like a target at a local fair. They don't have any conscience whatsoever. But there are people there that have a conscience and they do hear God. And I'll make a final point. We're talking about how the leadership of Iran hates Jews. Well, if you go and ask the question, where is the biggest Jewish community in the Middle East located outside of Israel? Well, it happens to be in Iran. And in Iran, the Jews are very free. You can't, a Muslim can't go and buy alcohol and drink it. He'd be in deep trouble. But a Jew, if you're a Jew, you're allowed to go and get alcohol, you can consume it because it's not against your law. The Jewish people in Iran are regarded as Bible people, holy people from the book of the Bible. And if you trace back the bloodline, that if you want to find a pure Jew, go to Iran. And you get, like, Iran is Persia, and going back in the Bible days, King Cyrus, the Persian, was regarded by God as being his, you know, anointed one, so to speak. And all through the history of Iran, Iran has been Jewish friendly. I mean, they've got a bunch of Jewish people in there, and they have their synagogues, and they're free to worship how they like.
Well,
I mean, you obviously wouldn't get a plaque and go down the main road and you know, create a big song and dance, but if you, you know, just go about your business quietly, you're free to do what you will do. And an Australian ABC television team, Australian Broadcasting Commission documentary team were over there, and they actually did a documentary on this very subject, and it's quite interesting. If you do a search on the, I think in YouTube, you'll find it.
Okay.
Where they actually interview Jewish people. So the things that you hear about Iran are just a lot of rubbish. And I honestly don't fear the Muslim people whatsoever, because a proper Muslim is not going to kill you or murder you. You've got nutcases that'll do it. But, I mean, look at all the nutcases that call themselves Christians and are just happy to murder and slaughter
to people just willy-nilly. And
on
when
that
you look
note,
at,
Kevin, listen, I'm going to let you go because I've got another caller I want to take. I appreciate you calling. You know what I have to tell you, Kevin, as far as my opinion on this whole Islam thing and comparing the genital mutilation and killing and chopping off hands and stoning women and that stuff for adultery, comparing that to the Christians willing to slaughter and murder people, I don't know. I wouldn't say that the people pushing the wars are Christian or any other religion for that matter. I don't think they could give a rat's rear end about any deity other than themselves. So I don't know if we're going to say that, oh, well, everything is, there's an equivalence here. I'm not sure I've come to that conclusion yet. I think the jury, in my mind, is still out on several different aspects of what it is that you referred to and who's doing what. I can tell you one thing that you did point out, Kevin, that I think is very clear to everybody who listens to this network, the fact that everything we read or hear about and see, a lot of it is all fiction and not based on fact, and only the certain messages are allowed to get out there. And so you got to really do a lot of digging, I guess, don't you? I mean, don't you have to find a book like written 100 years ago to get the real deal on what was happening in 1880? Because anything written beyond that point is going to be hogwash. I don't know. I'm just picking a number out of the air. But everybody listening, I think, gets my point. I don't know. I think there's we all know there's a lot of hustle going on out there. And so what we're trying to do is cut through all of this crap and get to the facts, nothing but the facts. And I wanted to, before I take the next caller, I wanted to comment on somebody who wrote to me. And this lady has a very good point. And she talks about how I shouldn't just include, she says that white females have benefited from affirmative action programs since its inception. However, they don't see themselves as affirmative action recipients. And here's my problem with affirmative action. I think it's wrong, regardless who is the beneficiary of it, whether it's a white female who gets a few points on the test because she's a female, or whether it's a black male or a black female, or whether it's a Hispanic individual or a Native American. I don't buy into affirmative action at all. I think that it's created more problems than it has solved. And I'm back to the whole equal justice thing, and affirmative action doesn't fall into the category of equal justice at all. In fact, it's not equal. It's not even justice. It's neither. It's not justice, and it's not equal. It's as my favorite 1984 George Orwell's rather Animal Farm. You know, some animals are more equal than others, and I don't buy into that crap. But anyway, on that note, I thank you for writing to me, Elise. I love people's opinions, whether I agree with them or not. Anyway, let's go to Alex outside the U.S. How are you today, Alex?
I'm doing great. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Very interesting topics you're touching on today. And I wanted to comment. I've also been researching a little on what Gaddafi has done to, get the wrath of all these nations on top of him. And what I found out, this is tied into the same thing why JFK was taken out. It has to do with the money. I know that Gaddafi was holding some meetings with the other African nations, and he wanted to push a gold dinar standard as far as selling their oil. So obviously that goes straight against the fiat currency system that governs the whole world, right?
Yeah.
So that's that's one of the main reasons why he's being taken out and has to do the same things with Saddam. Saddam went away he went against the OPEC policy of the dollar standard. And you can't do that because it's controlled by, the big bankers, et cetera. So that's the main reason. It's tied into the whole fiat banking system that, has everything upside down, all nations in debt, et cetera. So that's the main reason that I have seen. I'm sure that there's probably others, but, the banking cartels definitely don't want their power diminished on how they have things right now. Also, adding a little bit of what you were saying, you know, biblically speaking, each person, socialism is not biblical. I mean, that's from the pits of you know where. Just like, for example, each person, the Bible says, if someone doesn't want to work, well, let him not eat as well, right? So each person will get prized according to his works as well. Everyone is free to do and do whatever he wishes, you know, his aspirations and all. You know, we all have that freedom. We equally have all those rights, but not everyone will work towards their goals. There's a lot of slothful people, and, you know, those are the people that benefit a lot from all these socialist laws and things like that. They're happy, but, you know, it's not good at all for a nation and things like that. Well, those things I wanted to comment on, Maggie.
Okay.
Thanks
for
your time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to call into the show, feel free to do so. You're more than welcome to give me and all of the listeners your unsolicited opinion. We want to hear what you have to say. I certainly do. I like to hear what people have to say, whether I agree with you or not. I don't know if whether I agree with you or not is even relevant. Is it really? Does it really matter whether I agree with you or not? I don't think so. You know, I am on the radio on Sundays too. I'm just on a different network for an hour. And, I was talking yesterday on the air, about the little discussion I had with one of John's relatives. We were out to dinner on Saturday night and I was kind of talking about, John. I says, I tweak the brittle people to take that coin of phrase from Dogbert. Tweaking the brittle people. Anyway, to get to the point, I was sitting next to a committed person, NPR, as I call her. You know, one of these people who just is sucked into the whole NPR crap. Anyway, since today is Labor Day, she was talking about how we just don't have a right to expect that we could have a job for 35 years and retire from it. It's just not fair, and we just have to learn how to do other things here in this country. I don't know what other things we can learn how to do since they're outsourcing all of the jobs to other countries. And so the things we knew how to do and know how to do and could do, well, now they're letting other countries do those things that we know how to do and could do and would do. So I don't know what's left to create. I don't know. We could take and pick up a rock and move it from point A to point B, right? We could do that. We could just move rocks around all day long. I don't know how much benefit that would be. But anyway, I was just thinking about that conversation Saturday night, since today is Labor Day, that we can't expect these things. And I said, well, why not? If we didn't have this interference with these global trade schemes that these scumbags have entered into, we didn't have these so-called free trade schemes, we could expect to have a job for 35 years and retire from it, couldn't we? Anyway, on that note, let's go to Joe in Indiana. How are you, Joe? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. What's up, Joe?
Well, I'm just outside with my kids here, but I just wanted to make a quick comment about a couple of the callers you had a little bit earlier. And you know what's been forgotten? Years ago, the churches actually ran incredible social charity-type organizations. So within your parishes or within your church groups, people were housed sometimes or cared for and fed, and I'm telling you, the food you would get from your local churches or your community are a lot better than what the government dishes out, because the government has taken over charity, and there's an attitude that's developed in the last over 100 years that, oh, don't worry, the government's going to take care of these poor folks. And I'm in medicine, as you know, and I work in geriatric medicine. So I see, you know, there is a need to take care of people that are, you know, mentally disabled or whatever, and they become wards of the state. I mean, there is a need for that. But you know what? There was a time when the families took care of them or the churches or the community did. And I think we have to really reconsider it. If we're going to go thinking about what can we do, somebody's talking about solutions, we need to get back and to get in touch with each other and become more dependent on each other at the local levels and get rid of the government. Don't take the government handouts. And I'll tell you, I'll give you one. There's so countless examples. When I was young, the Catholic Church had these private schools, but you know what? They took the money from the government in the 60s, and they went ahead and set up these group systems, and they categorized kids into group one, group two, group three, and it created so many problems and animosities and things like that. And then they had to take the government textbooks, and there's the government standards, and education has been in decline. Now, here I'm sending my kids to a local private school, and there's no difference between the public school and the private school. Even the religion's watered down, and that's another issue you could deal with. I could give you ideas about people that can talk about what's happening in the church, because that has been infiltrated.
Yes, it has.
It's Masonically infiltrated. I'm telling you, it's nothing like it should be. And it gets me very, very upset. And our Protestant friends keep saying, well, the Catholic Church is this, this, or that. It's that way because of the infiltration. And there's so much proof to show it. Even the popes, the last few, I think.
Joe, hang on, Joe. I'll hold you on. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and hello to everybody who carries the programming on this network. I'm glad you're with us, and I am talking with Joe in Indiana. Joe, you still with me?
Yes, I am. I just wanted, my major point was, I'm all for taking our government back. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, when they came to this country, they never would consider any government help at all. They were very self-reliant, but not just by themselves. They worked together with other neighbors. I grew up in an ethnic area of Chicago, and we had Polish neighbors, Russian neighbors, Irish neighbors, Italian, and I'll tell you, even though not everybody could speak English very well, they worked together, they shared. I got to learn about other people's cultures. I got to learn a few words of everybody's language. We had dinners together. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We need to get back to that and forget about these governments, you know, forget about the big federal government. They're scared of us. They don't want us to get together. And they have a big fear that we're suddenly going to not need them anymore. And I think that's part of the problem. We need to show that we can take care of ourselves. We can grow our food like my ancestors did. And we can take care of each other, whether they be sick or invalid. Yeah, okay, we make a little extra money. Let's help each other out. The churches need to get back to their roots, too. I'm very upset about what's happened with the churches. They become these big corporations now.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, I don't think they're scared that we won't need them. These people are worried they're going to lose control over us. I don't think they're not
concerned
with need. It's control.
I'm all for it. My aunts, I am so happy I grew up in the shadow of those older folks, you know, because they taught me that self-reliance. I'm trying to pass it on to my kids and share, too. I try to make sure that I practice that. It's hard, but I try to do that, you know. But I got to let you go so you can get on with your show. But that's my main point. We need to put action, you know, take our words, put it into action, and that's how we take our government back. That's how we take our nation back. It's a great country. I keep reading that Constitution lately. It's a great piece of paper.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's the law of the land that our elected officials need to realize they need to be following it. Or otherwise, they need to get the hell out. They need to get out of elected office. And the American people, the only way we're going to take it back, though, Joe, is if enough people are educated as to what the rules really are.
Yes, absolutely.
Not what they've been morphed into. Not this bastardized version of the rules, but what's in the rule book? What's in the real rule book? Not the pretend rule book.
Absolutely. And, boy, God bless you and your program and everything everybody's doing on RBN. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. You too, Joe. Enjoy the day with your kids. Have a nice...
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a nice Labor Day holiday. Hey, you know what, everybody? I only have another minute or so, and then the fat lady's going to sing on this deal again for one day. And one of my friends, well, William Taylor Ryle, who always is listening, he had sent me something when I said that the other day, and somebody said, well, what are you, fat? And I said, I was referring to, you know, the song here, the statement, the fat lady sings. It's not over till the fat lady sings. So Bill had sent me, who was it? Kate Smith, I think, was the first one to sing God Bless America. And she was fat. And anyway, so he sent that off to me. I don't know where I'm going with this point. I'm lost, dazed, and confused. I have no idea in what direction I am wandering right now. So I guess it's a good thing we've come to the end of the show, right? And the fat lady's going to sing since I don't know where I'm going anymore. So maybe I've had not enough coffee, or maybe I've had too much coffee, but I'm going to drink coffee until I can't drink it anymore, until they outlaw it, which, of course, is next on the list, you know, these food Nazis that are out there. But anyway, listen, everybody, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the day. Chin up. Better days are coming. Truly they are. I believe that. I really do. So don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow. We've got another great show following mine, so hang in there, everybody. Thanks for listening, thanks for calling, and thanks for being who you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.